Florida's moving toward national education standards called the Common Core, and the state is planning to replace its exams with ones that reflect those national goals. The same House bill that makes that possible also sets out different pathways students can take toward graduation. But some say in doing that, the state is watering down its standards. But committee chairwoman Janet Atkins says that's not the case.
It is about making sure that we are making education relevant to our students. And without that relevance, the rigor is sometimes meaningless.
The House bill gives students more flexibility in reaching their graduation goals by counting things like career and tech-based courses as well as standard academic classes. The committee expects to vote on the proposal next week. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.